Jake says, what CO2 emissions while on a jet and a yacht? Paris confirms what we've all been wondering about Britney. Beyonce switches up her energy and seems to make another enemy. I ain't sorry. Plus, we've got my one-on-one in studio with Meghan Trainor. It's Wednesday, August 3rd. I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News, and here are your top stories of the day.
Still turn to a CEO, so the lifestyle she respect. Hey, two sprinters to Quebec.
Drizzy is back with a new music video, which further solidifies I Just Wanna Be His Best Friend. From his recent album, Honestly Nevermind, that hit number one on the Billboard 200, take a look at Sticky.
King of the hill, you know it's a steep one. If we together, you know it's a brief one. Back in the ocean, you go, it's a deep one.
What's hilarious is Drake was just dragged on the net for using almost as much CO2 emissions as Taylor Swift. Well, in the video, the rap king takes his private jet to live it up on a massive yacht, so environmental king.
Like something happened.
Toughest act that follows back on tour, off-road, made back, Pyrex trap, Virgil came back through the boy.
Hey bro, if you ever need a wingman, call me.
Your friend Britney, she's coming up with her first single with Elton.
I know, it's gonna be iconic. I just heard it a couple days ago in Ibiza, and it is...
It's awesome. It's okay, insane. Thank you.
You heard it from Paris herself. Britney's Tiny Dancer remix is iconic and insane. Could this be Brit's sixth Hot 100 number one hit? Well, I think so. Paris Hilton gave the inside scoop on Britney's return to music to Dutch music journalist Paul Berwijk while backstage at Tomorrowland in Belgium.
That's gonna be iconic. I just heard it a couple days ago in Ibiza.
After partying it up with Paris at her wedding, Britney apparently hit the studio with Elton John to record a remix of his classic Tiny Dancer. But it sounds like we may be getting more music from the Queen of Pop.
Oops, I did it again to your heart.
According to Music Times, Spears is working on a revenge album. No surprise she'd want to get some anger out after kicking that 13-year conservatorship out the door.
F you. You're cool. I'm out.
The album is allegedly going to be released alongside her highly anticipated memoir, where she'll air out all the dirty laundry on her sister, her mom, her dad. But you'll have to wait a minute because the book reportedly has been delayed due to a paper shortage. No word on the new release date. Anyone got any trees they'd like to donate? I'd go chop some down. Another lyric change for Beyonce? Monica Lewinsky wants the singer to change a lyric from one of her older songs, Partition. After fans took issue with the song Heated for its use of an ableist slur, Monica Lewinsky is now having her say on one of Beyoncé's older tracks. On Tuesday, the TV personality, activist, and author shared an article to her Twitter about Beyoncé removing the ableist word from Heated and added, while we're at it, Partition. Lewinsky is referencing the third single, Partition, from Beyoncé's self-titled fifth studio album, which features Lewinsky's name.
He popped on my buttons and he ripped my blouse. He Monica Lewinsky all on my gown.
One Twitter user then asked Monica if she reached out to Beyoncé's team before the backlash overheated. Lewinsky replied, "No, I haven't. I did mention it in the first Vanity Fair article I wrote in 2014, which was the first public thing I'd done in 10 years, but you make an interesting fair point." Several Beyoncé fans were quick to point out that Monica has listed in her bio rap song Muse, because over the years, Monica's name has been dropped in over 125 rap songs. Monica replied to one of the fans who brought this up, saying, "When articles about the 125 plus other artists changing lyrics to a song cross my timeline, I promise I'll do the same." Beyoncé's team has yet to respond to the request.
Big energy.
In other Beyoncé drama news, the singer has removed the interpolation of Khaleesi's 2003 hit Milkshake from her Renaissance track Energy on both Tidal and Apple after Khaleesi called out B and the Neptunes for allegedly failing to seek permission and saying the sample was theft. "This is a lot of drama. I thought I read that Khaleesi was credited on the track. I don't know what to do with this. At this rate, there's definitely going to be a version 2.0 of Renaissance." And coming soon on the show, we have an exclusive chat with my friend Meghan Trainor, where we talk about that new album.
One of my co-writers was like, "It's crazy. These artists are coming in saying, I want to do the Meghan Trainor sound." And I was like, "I have a sound?
You do.
I have the doo-wop sound."
Some hot collabs.
You dropped a little bit of hints about Natty, Natasha.
We were told, like, it's not going to happen. And then the day that the album was due, her vinyl and everything, she recorded a verse that morning.
And where her dreams all started.
The worst job you ever had was?
I sang for this restaurant on Nantucket it was just at a loud restaurant, so I was like singing my songs, and everyone was just like,
they're just eating chicken strips.
They're eating chicken strips, and I was like, this is my dream, shut up, you know.
Can't wait for y'all to see this interview. Check it out on Friday. And Megan's album, Taking It Back, is out on October 21st. That's it for today. Make sure you guys head over to Billboard.com for all the latest in music news. We'll see you again tomorrow. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly, and this is Billboard News.